Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. You're holding a Ma'aseh Sheni, Daf Yud Gimel in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We learned in the previous Daf a few attempts of the Gemara to bring a raya that shtiyo, drinking, is bichlal achilo, is included in achilo. The Gemara now comes to bring one more raya. We're starting the few base with base at the bottom. Says the Gemara, is the bayi mishmo minado. Some want to bring a raya from the following. It says in the pasuk, "Loi tuchal lechol b'sharecho, ma'asar deganecho v'siyoshcho v'itzarecho." You can eat in your cities the ma'aser sheni dogan tiro sheni yitzer. What is tiro yitzer referring to? Zayayin, that's the wine. V'itzarecho, what is that referring to? Zusicho, that's anointing oil. Says the Gemara, if you give him a dalif, v'atoyra koyo oiso. Achilo. The Torah calls the shtiyah, the drinking, achilo. You see that shtiyah bechlal achilo. Now the Gemara is going to focus on the second point. Because it says over here, v'yitzarecho zusicho. That's not referring to anointing. So the Gemara, v'einu muchvo. It's not clear, meaning it's not a gzer sakosuf. It's really derabanan. Even though we're learning from the pasuk, we talk about sicho. The Torah says you're not allowed to anoint oil of ma'aseh sheni atzei Yerushalayim. And you must use it only in Yerushalayim. That's not the pshat of the pasuk. It's only a derabanan. So the more in tema b'muchvaru, if you think it is a clear pasuk, you'll call love chutzachayim. So then, once again, malchus, if he anoints oil outside of Yerushalayim, and the problem is Omar Abiyosi Bar Chanino, ein loikim chutzachayim. There's no malchus chutzachayim. And here we're going to use the gears of Reb Chaim, which is the gears of the Gro. Ela lachilu v'shtiyah bevat. Only if someone eats or drinks ma'aseh sheni outside of Yerushalayim. But if he anoints ma'aseh sheni, then there's no malchus. So you see that what it says in the Torah, yitzarecha, doesn't refer to sicha, doesn't refer to anointing, as we explained, and anointing is only a asmachta midarabona. Says the Gemara, minayin sheni mukhfar, what's really their source that sicha is not included? Second one, kedatot tani, as we learned, b'shabes, on Shabbos Kodesh, bein sicha shu shel tainug, bein sicha sheinu shel tainug mutar. You're allowed to anoint with oil, regardless if it's for pleasure, or even if a person has an intention to do it for medicine, it's still mutar because you could do it for pleasure, so then anything that people that are healthy do, you could do also for the sick. B'yom Kippur, bein sicha shu shel tainug, bein sicha sheinu shel tainug asur. In Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to anoint in any case, for pleasure or not for pleasure, it's also on Yom Kippur. That referred to in Maseches Tainis, the big heavy Tainis Sibur, they has the halachas of Tisha B'Av. If you're doing for pleasure, then you can anoint. But if you're not doing for pleasure, then it's mutter. That's the halachas. Continues now the Gemara quoting the Braisa. Good job, Chaim. You don't say the word Ve'atani. Shavay Sicho Lishtiyo Leisul Tashlomim Avaloi Loinish. Sicho anointing is going to be equal to shtiyo regarding the fact it's asur, you're not allowed to do it, referring to ma'aser sheni, v'lo tashlumim, you have to pay for it if you did it, avalor loinish, you don't get punished for it, v'yom kippurim le'isur avalor loinish, also even kippur that we mentioned, it's only le'isur that you're not allowed to anoint, as a din derabanan, but you don't get a punishment for it. So from here you see that anointing doesn't have the same din of shtiyo, it's not part of the punishment, it's only derabanan. So we have a braiso, referring to the chilul of trumo, and you include there the isurim of drinking and anointing, and learn from the pasuk. No, so take away the word sach. What it says over here, sach anointing, it's only a smach that's only there upon it. Says no. It cannot be that this pasuk below yichal is not referring to anointing, because it's not referring to drinking either, because drinking is included in achila as we learned. Shtiya bechal achila. The lachen davar shuba mishtei lavim mitzaref. So according to Pshat Reb Chaim, the idea is we learn that if someone eats and drinks, he gets only one lav. Why does he get only one lav? Why he gets only one malchus? There's two lavim. One lav is achila, and then you have a yichal for shtiya. So why do we say you get only one malchus? Elamah, shtiyah is included in achila. And when it says lo yichalo, it's not for shtiyah. Shtiyah already, we already know. When it says lo yichalo, it's referring to anointing. So you have a special pasuk for anointing. You can't say it's only derabanan. It's for sure deraiso. Says the more that you give on a base. Minayin shehu mechuvar be'aseh. Meaning, even if you hold the anointing, it's not a Yisro lav, it's for sure a Yisro ase. Because ablozo b'shem ha'psaimi ve'lo nasati menu le'meis. It says, when we do video ma'ase, it says, I didn't give ma'ase sheni to a meis. Malakai, what are we talking about? Im lavilo oroin v'tachrichin, we're talking about that I didn't use the ma'ase sheni to buy a coffin and to buy the clothes of a maid. Dovar shuk, dosu l'chai, l'chai also l'koshka le'meis. You can use ma'ase sheni to buy items which are not of foods or drink, even for a live person. A live person cannot use ma'ase sheni for anything else but eating and drinking. So of course, that he can use it for a meis. So why do you have to tell me a special pasuk, Rasati menu l'meis? So you have to say what? Eizu dovar shu mutu l'chai v'asu l'meis. What is one thing that a live person can do, and a dead person also can use it? But we're saying, I give for the live and not for the dead. That is Eveloimer Zoi Sicho. That is Sicho. That's anointing. Anointing, putting oil on the body, can be done for a live person, for a dead person. It says, no, it's not even a mace. I didn't use it for a mace. I used it only for someone who is alive. So if you have a mitzvah sasei, you learn that the usage of Ma'aseh Sheni is for anointing as well. Someone who uses Ma'aseh Sheni improperly, uses outside of Shalayim, for example, he's over at least on Aseh. Kadidus the Gemara quoting the Mishnah, Lechol Dovah Shadaka Lechol, you have to use Ma'aseh Sheni for something which is normal to eat. Explains the Gemara, Ketzad Lechol Dovah Shadaka Lechol, what does it mean? A Mechavim Ato Lechol, you don't force someone to eat a Ma'aseh Sheni, Loi Pas She Yipsha, if you have a bread that went bad, that is spoiled, Loi K'noi V'Serek, not the dirt of the vegetable, Loi Tavshil She Yivet Zerasoi, or a Tavshil, a dish that went bad, that got spoiled. You don't have to eat it, even though it has grushas of Ma'aseh Sheni. Because you only have to eat the normal way of eating. Let's say a person says, you know what? I want to eat raw beets or to eat raw wheat. That's not a normal way of eating. Ain't shoving the Lord, we don't allow him to do it. What's the meaning of drinking something which is normal to drink? Which means, a nigroin and aksigroin is when you can use oil. When oil goes bad, you put it into a special dish called a nigroin and aksigroin. So it's a special potion you put together. You don't have to tell them to do that. If the oil is bad, you don't have to use it. And you don't have to use yayin b'shmorin. You don't have to eat the sediment of the wine. You can let it throw, you can throw it away. He eats normally like most people eat. Hachoshish b'shino, someone who has pain in his teeth. Should not take vinegar and put it in his mouth and throw it out. Because that's not called, because it'd be eating. Aval megameh behem uburlea, o metabol kol tzorkoi ve'eino nimna. But he could put it in his mouth and drink it and eat it. If he is eating it, and by the way, he's also enjoying it for medicine, that's okay. O metabol kol tzorkoi means he's dipping the bread into the oil. That's a normal way of eating. Hachoshish begroino, if someone has pain in his throat, Lo ye'arenu b'shem. You should just gargle oil and throw the oil away. But he could put a lot of oil into this type of potion and drink the whole thing. And then with it, the oil helps his throat, but he's also eating as well. And that's a normal way of eating. Says the Gemara, Lo yasuch yayin v'choymetz avasachus ha-shemen shenan anoit a wine and vinegar, which is not the normal way of using it, but it could use oil. Says the Gemara, someone has a headache, or he has some scrapes that grew on his head, sach shemen, you can put oil on it. That's the normal way of using oils to anoint the body. So you can use it also if he's using it for purposes of healing, because that's also fine, as long as you're using it the normal way that people use it, even if they're not sick. Not anoint wine and vinegar, because that's not a normal way of people that are healthy that use it. So even though sick people do use it, it's not considered to be derech achilo. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Ma'aseh Sheni Daf Yud Gimel.